welcome everyone to another
battered spouse edition of the Hour Bomb.
Battered? That was not what? The approved word.
That was the approved word. I mean, if you consider that our special guest this week is a poster child for domestic abuse and why it shouldn't be allowed.
Oh, great. Fun times.
Wow. All right, so welcome to another domestic...
battered spouse.
A battered spouse edition of the... So my wife just walked in with a plate full of goodies, and the look on her face right now is priceless, and she's starting... No, honey, don't take them away. Bring them back, honey. No, you... Well, I mean, you can take your boobs out if you want, but, I mean, I would like for you to leave the snacks. Yeah, we got brownies.
Woo-hoo!
And cupcakes and all
boobs.
Kinds of stuff. And boobs, yes. It's a full edition of the Hour Bomb tonight.
I'm glad that you guys have all that fun stuff there.
And Twizzlers.
Nice.
You know, I hate to watch her go, but I love to watch her leave. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, what the fuck was it? Domestic abuse?
No, it's
battered spouse. That's right. I am your host, the first ever Dave Melzer, graduate of the Dave Melzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We may or may not have a WrestleMania this year. The one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious, Jason Halbert. Thank you. My fans love me. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big Adrian Masters is here with you.
No, he said Adrian, not Kyle. There you go. Much better. And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, you're too kind. Oh, except you. You're a douche.
Wow, so lame.
Don't tell that to Kyle.
I know.
He's been through enough already this month.
Joined by only a week late this time.
Yeah.
Thank God there's only one of them whose profile picture looks like a huge douchebag. Kyle. Ku Klux Kyle Robinson. At least I think he's there.
Yeah. I'm here.
So have you guys gotten indoor plumbing down there yet?
Like a week ago?
Oh, good.
Yeah, the vacuum cleaner hoses in your asshole just really get old after a while.
So you drive the gay spider, but you just got plumbing.
I know, right? My money and my priorities are pretty fucked up.
They are. I was going to say something about your wife, but I got nothing right now.
She already beats the man, Jason. What more do you need to do to him?
Well, I mean...
clearly he's been beaten with some kind of ugly stick. Have you seen that picture?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of
things. I call those genetics, dude. Have you seen my mother?
Which one?
Sadly, yes, I have.
3 points to Jason for the lesbian joke.
Yes. Man, I really had something I was going to say about your wife, but I can't even go there now after that. I forgot it.
Because she's awesome, that's why.
You're just kissing ass to try to get some pussy later because you called her an idiot while talking about
religion. I did not call her an idiot.
You said that, I don't remember the exact context, but you said that something about you like talking to Jake as much as you like talking, well, I gotta make sure my wife's not around, like trying to talk politics to an idiot, or religion to an idiot.
Now you're going to make my co-host hate me.
You know what?
I'm not even going to have a show on the network anymore. I'm just gonna be like,
he already hates you. And, I mean, why would you want to be on a B-plus show when you could be on an A-plus show like this?
Is there anybody in your chat?
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Used to be
goddammit!
What?
You said before we went on nobody was there.
That's because as soon as we went on the air, they started showing.
Oh.
Is that a picture of Kyle's...
That's a picture of Kyle's mom in her wrestling days.
Which mom? Mom 1 or mom 2?
Biological.
Well, the one that used to be a professional wrestler, obviously. Well, actually, that could go either way, really.
I was like, come on.
Depending on what you consider, you know, pro wrestling, mud wrestling at the truck stop. I mean,
I thought you were going to say, which one do you consider a woman?
Which, well, by the way, speaking of chat, guys,
oh,
ought to give the chat some love in here.
You know what? First off, I want to set the record straight with you, Kyle. You still owe us 14 fucking hours.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. I know.
14 hours in control of your Facebook page.
It will happen someday.
We need that.
Eventually it will happen. I'll give you that.
It needs to happen. Okay. Adrian, or Heath, you were saying?
Yes. Let's give some shout-outs to the people in the chat room. I see an Adrian Masters. Hey, bulk up. I see a B-Megs. Bulk up to you, buddy. And a Sean Pickles Ventress. Bulk up to you.
Hold on. I've got his music ready. I forgot at first whose music we made that last week. And then it dawned on me. I'm like, oh, that's right.
Sean says damn right.
We don't have Mark Jones. I made sure I had that one up and ready. And he's not even here tonight. What the hell? Oh, God.
Uh-oh. We got another picture to look at.
Yeah. Is that Kyle's dad?
Oh.
That's a sperm donor for Kyle.
That's his two moms?
That's a sperm donor.
Okay.
You can make the mom jokes. Let's leave my father out of this.
It's all right. I mean,
apparently that's what your mom wanted to do too.
Oh, snap.
Wow.
I can't even be mad because that was actually pretty funny.
That was good. That was real good.
I know. I try.
I can't even be mad at that. That was good.
I know. I do what I can. What can I say? What can I tell you? Do what I can.
Yeah, the night the line was crossed. That's
right. 98. Nice. That's right. Threw down the gauntlet. How long have you guys been, Adrian, other than you dying again?
Well, you know, I'm resurrecting like Jesus on Sunday over here.
So you ended up in the emergency room again, right?
No, I didn't.
Urgent care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same difference.
Yeah, not really.
It's not really the same, man.
Up here where we practice modern medicine, there's a difference between urgent care and the emergency room.
And that would be what exactly?
Down there they have the vet and the surgeon.
Hey, that's okay, yeah, that's pretty cool.
So you end up in the urgent care again. Upper respiratory this time?
Yeah, I had upper respiratory infection and laryngitis, but I'm feeling much better now.
Swallowing?
Wow. No comment?
Oh. Okay. Anyway, and then you almost blacked out at work. That's phenomenal, man.
Yeah, I tried to go back to work before I was cleared to go back to work, and yeah, that didn't actually work out so well.
Yeah, good job on that one. But glad you're back. Glad you're, you know, not dead.
Yeah. Dying doesn't seem fun.
No, not really.
I mean,
my luck, I would be like resurrected as Kyle's left nipple, and God, who wants that fate? God,
no one does.
Which one?
Well, the left one, obviously. I mean,
apparently he's got
two
left nipples. Oh,
I forgot.
What
Kyle
now,
also,
bitch?
Kyle is actually a cow.
That ain't even fair, dude.
I didn't know you had udders.
You know, I'm just saying, Kyle. This is what you get for being a week late to the show.
Bullshit, you guys would do this to me even if I showed up on fucking time.
There's no proof. If you would have showed up last week, you may not have gotten it like this.
You lying motherfucker.
Well, you can't prove it.
Yeah, but the fact that you're trying to defend that I'm right or wrong, I don't know which. I don't know which one I am.
Maybe I need to go to the Dave Meltzer school.
Yes, there you go.
So that way I can say Jason Halpert may or may not be a liar.
May or may not be.
No one can prove a damn thing.
That's right.
Anyway, Heath, how you been?
Doing good.
Hey, I found a pic of a young Kyle breastfeeding, too.
Oh, God.
Wow.
That's bad whenever we both say it at the same time.
And Adrian immediately starts laughing.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Hour Bomb After Dark.
Wow. Kyle, are you checking on this, or are you
playing? No, I'm just kind of letting it go.
Are you playing PlayStation?
I am, actually.
What are you playing, asshole?
WWE.
Ugh.
No, actually, he's wanking off to all this.
He probably is.
Yeah.
If I were...
He'd be done by now,
nothing.
Because,
yeah,
I mean...
Yeah, I'd probably be done by now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd have been done about 30 seconds after I started.
Oh, God. Anyway, Heath, how you been? You never finished answering there before we were... entertainingly interrupted.
Yeah, I know.
Entertainingly?
Yes.
That's not a fucking word.
You're on
word now, damn it.
You're on my show. You play by my fucking rules.
Oh, God.
Dude, grammatically incorrect statements don't matter no matter where you are.
From an author that doesn't write fucking anything. I don't want to hear it.
What? Right, what do you mean I don't write anything?
Hey, that was just Kyle from last week, actually. I didn't know you were a fat Mexican, but hey, whatever.
Dude, I'd rather be a fat Mexican than a fat white guy.
Well, anyway.
I am doing good, by the way.
Good.
Yes, I am doing good.
Good.
I'm feeling better.
Better.
So I'm not sure why Kyle has a tambourine in that picture, though. That's the one thing I don't understand.
I think it was holding up saying my mom's vagina is this big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Kyle, we don't care how you've been doing. So let's.
I assumed as much. It's okay.
I care how you've been doing. Kyle, how have you been doing?
I'm good.
I don't really care. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, see, if you're gonna do it, you gotta do it right.
I don't have to do it anyway. It's my show. Do it. Hey, Jason, how does the show work?
Huh? You okay, here's how the show works.
Bitch!
Anyway, real quick, Kyle, why don't you plug something real quick? Maybe, other than your ass.
Dude, I was going to make a joke, and then you made that. Oh, no, I got nothing. I was gonna make a girlfriend joke. You're just like, no.
You know, Kyle, actually, in his spare time, also makes Benoit balls.
Aw, they taste good, though.
Oh.
Those aren't supposed to go in your mouth.
And if you eat them, you may or may not turn into a serial killer.
What?
I will take this shit off far across the line as possible. You should know this by now.
Anyway.
Wow. I don't even know where to go with that.
Anyway, Kyle writes some shit sometimes and not very often. And whenever he's not writing his game. Motor scooter. He's on a show.
Yep.
He's got a hover round.
Wait. It's not a hover round. God damn it.
You're right. It's a rascal.
God, a rascal does not do 124 miles an hour.
So you got
mine
a
would.
Hover round. Okay.
Oops. What?
Does it have a little basket in the front for you to put your groceries in when you're Walmart?
It actually has a trunk.
Ooh.
Legitimately a trunk. A 40-pound trunk. Like, you can fit 40 pounds.
And that
which
one,
is,
that
which,
one
is
came,
equivalent, which is equivalent to the came, amount of space of a body.
Oh, 40 pounds, huh? The equivalent of,
B-Bank says those Benoit balls are killer.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the internet tonight, B-Bank.
They definitely take a woman's breath away.
Oh.
Wow. I didn't know how to apply that to a child, or else I would have went there, but.
Wow.
We can't do that on the children. You got to think of the children, man.
Yeah, we got to roll the line somewhere. We got.
Yeah.
No, we don't. Shut the hell up.
Ladies and gentlemen, your co-host of the Wrestling Niche.
Yes,
child abuser, Kyle Robinson.
How can I be a child abuser? I don't have a child.
And thank God you don't.
I know, right? Oh, by the way, we're on every Thursday. We're no longer live, though, because nobody showed up, and I could never be on the show because of my...
Gay motor scooters.
No, his steady job at McDonald's frying the fries.
Yeah, that's... Dude, fuck that job. Fuck those people. I'm allowed to say that because if somebody happens to listen to this, I'm probably going to get fired anyway, but...
I'm pretty sure there's not a lot of people listening to the old hour bomb at the Rolla McDonald's.
It's not Rolla.
Oh, which one is it then?
Cuba.
Oh, Cuba McDonald's. I apologize.
Yes. I don't know, Cuba. Dude. Some of them savvy bastards may or may not listen. But if they do, they've never told me.
Yeah, I got to be careful because I do know people at my job that do listen to the show, so I can't.
So,
really
has there been any phones that have fallen off the truck recently, Jason? You can hook me up with.
He's talking to you. You're the one that's quitting, apparently.
Yes, I am.
So,
can a phone fall off the truck for me, Heath? I need a new phone.
Wait, Heath is quitting his job already?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he got a full time. He's actually lead mopper at the Jizz Factory.
Oh, does it pay well?
And it has a lot of fringe benefits, if you know what I mean.
Go for it, Kyle. It's definitely up right up your back alley.
You'd be all over that, wouldn't you?
I'm not sure who would enjoy that more, Kyle or Heath.
I don't want anyone frosting my back door. That's all I'm saying.
That's not what you were asking me to do last week.
Hey, I like you more than I like Keith. Go away.
Okay, good.
Well, there's less hair, so I mean, that's something.
That too. I don't want a forest fire in my asshole.
Wow. Hey, Jason, how's the show working?
I'm glad we're not going to get anything done tonight.
Yeah, exactly. You invited me. Remember that.
I must have been drunk last week while I was driving or something.
I'm thinking you might have been. You went to Sonic to get ice. So.
I did go to Sonic to get ice. Because
Oh, God. There's a pic.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Hey, that is Kyle on a scooter with his mom.
Oh.
I'll let you figure out which one's which.
Kyle. Actually, I believe if you might have found a picture. I don't know like if you're kidding or not, but there's actually a picture floating around Facebook of me and my mom on my spiders. So.
Oh, my God. We need to find that.
Yes.
Oh, that's not it?
No, we're going to meme the shit out of that one.
Unless your mom's really a pasty white guy or she has a 5 o'clock shadow.
It's possible she has a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, I was like, that last one's possible. Highly unlikely, but it's possible.
Anyway, yes.
But that guy's more Kyle size with the orange Crocs. It kind of screams more Kyle to me.
Dude, I don't wear Crocs. Kyle's like our size. Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it now. You know, that guy kind of reminds me of a fat Adam Savage from
Wait, who the fuck wears orange Crocs with orange socks?
This asshole. Anyway.
Let's tell them how the show works.
We talk. There's a timer. Probably not going to get anything accomplished tonight. I mean, let's just face it. Not going to happen.
And for those that actually do want to keep time at home.
Anyway, here's how the show works. I've got a whole list that I got to get through. These three assholes are going to try to make it to where I can't complete my list and make it through. I've got 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home.
Well, you're fucked.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what your
might
mom
well,
said.
Might as well lube up now because you ain't making it.
Anyway, well, you know, my list could be huge like my cock or could be real little like yours. So no one really knows.
How would you know?
Your wife comes knocking at my door for a reason. Just saying.
Oh, I got no.
Yeah, it's what exactly. That's why she's knocking at my door.
Because that's what
she
said.
Is your wife okay with that? Like, I want to know. Is your wife okay with that?
Sure.
Can I get video?
Anyway. Oh God! Can you guys believe this is number 98?
I know.
I really can't.
I don't. Yeah. 100. I think we're going to do the Sunday of WrestleMania noon to 2 is going to be our bomb number 100.
Okay.
I'm immediately throwing my hat in the ring. I want to be a part of that.
Are you going to be available or are you going to be too busy?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to be off that day. I've already requested off.
Are you available or are you going to be sucking your nine friends off? I mean, that's what we really want to know.
That's pretty WrestleMania
circle
order.
Jerk.
Well, the circle in jerk order. Doesn't start until like 5 that day. So.
Exactly.
He should be on. And then I'm trying to figure out exactly what time, but I think Saturday sometime we're going to have our Hall of Fame show.
Are we actually doing that?
I'm starting to get people nominated, so yeah.
About goddamn
I would like to nominate some people.
Send me a message on Facebook.
I can't be bothered with that shit.
Yeah.
It's okay. I fucked it up. I was the first person to nominate people, and I fucked it up.
Yeah, you did.
You really didn't specify, Jason. So, I mean,
it was very specific. Send me a message in Messenger.
He did say that. Like, I went back and read it because I thought the same thing. I'm like, is
that's
because
he edited it. That's because he edited it after you posted that, Kyle.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Fuck you.
The award for idiot that can't follow the directions immediately went to Kyle Robinson.
Unless it's proven that you actually edited shit.
I didn't edit that one.
He edited it. I'm just saying.
Whatever.
I believe your friend over you, if that makes any sense.
You know, and to think, I actually took your advice on what games I should buy for my PlayStation. You're an asshole. I'll never play with you.
I want you to play with me!
Oh my God. Can we start the show?
Oh my. Wow.
Love me.
We're just going to leave it at that. God.
Oh, shit.
Sounds of a desperate man.
Just, wow. Just. Now get the cards, the charts from my generation. I'll take the win. Come on, come on, come on. Let's get it out. So, do you think that's how Kyle propositions his wife? I want you to play with me.
Yeah, I think that actually is how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just
nobody has to know.
Oh, everyone's going to know.
Oh, well, by the way, fun fact. I learned this the other day.
Oh, God.
The guitarist of that band that did that song, The Union Underground, is now a member of, I want to say it was, Filter, I think. Filter or Nine Inch Nails. I know there's a big-ass difference there, but the guitarist from The Union Underground is now part of one of them bands.
Okay. Thanks, Kyle. We are all dumber for having had you tell us that story.
Go fuck yourself.
That, ladies and gentlemen, are the sound of the people who give a shit about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
That hurts.
Did anybody watch Raw this past week? Anybody?
I watched a good chunk of it, yes.
Yeah, good portion of it.
My fast forward button didn't get worked overtime this time, so yeah.
Sweet.
Whether or not I remember is a different fucking story.
Well, I mean... I really felt like this Raw, there wasn't a lot that happened, but the stuff that happened was enjoyable.
Can I ask y'all's opinion on something?
Y'all.
Okay.
Paul Heyman's promos
are
with
gold?
The whole cutting off and shit, is that dumb luck or is that a thing that they're setting up for another reason?
I think it's happened one too many times at this point. Or to just be coincidence?
Once or twice, okay, whoops, shit happened. Well, but no one really, other than Triple H, goes out there and rants for 20 minutes at a time either, though.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, could it be dumb luck that his microphone quit 2 weeks in a row?
I don't think so.
And if
I think there's something to it. I don't know what it is yet, but I think there is something to it still.
I would say we're going to probably find out within the next couple weeks.
Do what?
We're going to find out within the next couple weeks, I'm sure.
And can we all agree that Heyman is God?
No.
Oh.
But he is good. Very good.
He's damn good.
But God is good.
Exactly.
Shrek is love.
Shrek is life.
I'm just going to sit here.
And eat your Twizzlers like a good little bitch?
No, he's eating brownie right now.
I'm eating brownies.
Oh, okay, my bad.
By the way, they're fucking good.
You're eating your wife's brownie in front of Heath. I feel like this is a weird friendship.
Yeah, Heath has seen pretty much everything, so it's okay.
Anyway. Wow, all right.
Heath gets the sloppy leftovers of brownie, so.
These are box ones. They're not her homemade ones, so they're not
good. Okay. He's got to mop them, right?
So...
Anyway,
Monday Night Raw.
Raw happened.
It did.
Yes, it did.
And we had our authority-ish promo kickoff Monday Night Raw.
Yes.
With the Big Show and the other guy we don't care about, and Rollins and the other two guys, and Orton. And
yeah.
It was kind of funny.
And Orton pretty much telling him his exact plan of how he was going to destroy him later on. But then, hey, it's all just a big joke.
I'm just playing with you guys.
Yeah, I didn't care for that execution.
Oh, it was great, actually.
I didn't like it either. Like this is kind of dumb. It just doesn't make. I mean, I wish they would have just went with it. Orton just like completely berating him and then just walking out.
Yeah, but then it would left the main event hanging.
True.
I like the ending. Like, the ending was good, but the way they I forget who said it on the Facebook page, but they basically set it up where you just couldn't, you knew. There was too much foreshadowing, I guess.
That would be Dan.
Yeah.
They oversold it.
Yeah, you knew it was coming, but the question was it going to happen tonight? Was it going to happen next week? When was it going to happen?
Sort of like your wife's sex life.
Sort of, yeah.
She knew she was going to come, whether it be tonight or next week. Or
yeah, but she's still there.
Well, with Kyle, she probably doesn't come at all.
You're right. Aww. By herself, she usually does. She has to finish the job after he rolls over five times.
Yeah.
Off of himself.
I'm not that large, sir. I'm a big man. I am not that big.
Exactly.
That's what your wife said.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
I heard Kyle rolled over twice and ended up in a different zip code.
Go fuck yourself. Don't say it. I got nothing.
I just want to say, Heath loves the nights that you're on because we don't rip on him.
Exactly.
I know. And
at least not as much as usual.
I did like the part with Joey Mercury and Jamie Noble, though, in the opening thing where they're like, I don't trust him. He's a no good son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other one, he's just like,
he just stood there like a little kid.
He's dead there and like, yeah. Yep.
Noble was the one that was talking to Joey Mercury. He's just like, whatever.
He looked like a pissed off kid on Christmas. He's like, this shit sucks.
I'm like, God, I can see what's going to happen here. No one's going to fucking listen to me. Whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's see. So that happened. Daniel Bryan against Bad News Barrett.
That great opening match for Raw.
Yeah,
for sure.
Loved that match. I expected nothing more from this match. It was a great way to kick off Raw. Good match.
Officially, we can name Stardust and Daniel Bryan to the Intercontinental Title match.
So we have our field set.
Is the whole thing set, or are they going to add somebody else now, you think?
There's seven in there right now.
I thought there
was going to be at least one more.
No, there was eight with Daniel Bryan.
Is there?
Yeah, there were seven.
Stardust.
There were seven last week before they put in Daniel Bryan.
I'm pulling up the actual card for it now.
You do that.
So you keep talking.
I thought I if there's seven, they're going to add one more. But the question is, who would it be? Damian Mizdow. Oh wait. Speaking of which. Wiz Khalifa, really?
That was actually the part where my remote got the workout.
Oh,
I was just coming up next? Click.
Yep. Oh, no, I was right there with you. I was like, fuck this shit.
The picture has seven people in it.
Did you guys enjoy the commentary from R-Truth while he was out there for this match and the Ambrose and Stardust match?
R-Truth kills me on commentary. I wish he was permanently on commentary. He's hilarious. Him and JBL are fantastic together.
Yes, they are good. They're very good.
I'm not a big R-Truth fan, but Jesus Christ, I love it when he's on commentary because he's fucking hilarious.
I got big potatoes, man.
Dude, what's in the sack? Oh, it's potatoes. What? That's not potatoes. Of course it is. I was grocery shopping before I came out here.
R-Truth, you are a thief. I did not.
He's great on commentary, but his inclusion in the ladder match made my wife, who doesn't even really watch wrestling, look up and go, "Why?" I'm like, I don't know why.
If I had to guess who the last person would be added to this match,
Edge,
I would say Goldust.
Although it's interesting if you actually look at the picture. I mean, there's no room for
an eighth
superstar.
Yeah, but they've slowly made it bigger.
Well, there was only a picture of five people to begin with.
Yeah.
True.
They've kind of made it bigger, or they've just added people rather than put in the silhouettes. So you couldn't guess how many people were going to be in the match.
Well, we'll see. I mean, maybe it could be Rusev. We don't know.
Why?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It makes as much sense as your dumbass did. Yeah, damn it.
Rusev has got a match at Mania, jackass.
And Edge is really going to fight again.
That was a sarcastic remark.
And so was my Rusev one, you dumb motherfucker.
I'll kill you.
Whatever.
I love you.
Anyway, I liked it at the end when we finally saw what was in the sack. It was a fake Intercontinental title while Truth had the real one.
That was pretty good.
I want to give a heads up or a thumbs up to the WWE.
Why?
It's a legitimate thing for the new Hall of Fame thing.
Yes.
That was pretty damn cool.
I
got to say this.
The
Warrior. On.
What?
I don't think I've ever cried during Monday Night Raw until this past week.
You never watched the original video, did you?
Oh, God.
I don't think that was actually aired on Raw, though, was it?
Yeah. If you go back and watch the WWE 24 thing with Daniel Bryan in there, there was a good chunk of time where they talked about Connor. Oh my God.
Yeah.
The only other time I can think of like crying during watching Monday Night Raw was when Owen Hart died.
Yeah, the Eddie Guerrero one was pretty damn sad.
Yeah, that's true too.
The Benoit one, I was crying. Oh no, I wasn't.
I was a lot younger, so I'm allowed to say that I was, because I was very sad.
Yeah, anytime that they do anything like that with Connor on there, I'm just like, oh my God, here comes the fucking Waterworks.
You can't help it though. Cause
no, I mean
they.
When you see all these characters,
Triple H you know, the guys that are supposed to be assholes basically just...
Stephanie McMahon bawling her eyes out talking about her, you know?
You can't help it. You're just like, man.
And when they showed the video clip of Connor pinning Triple H that one time, I mean, that's awesome. You know, that's really worth it right there, you know?
That's the shit that makes you really like that company, that business.
Yeah. So, but big kudos to them, man, for giving them, for putting Connor the Crusher in the Hall of Fame with the Warrior Award.
Yeah.
That was really cool. I'm really glad they decided to do something, because there was actually, there was a push to put him in the Hall of Fame. Like, it was like going around, like a legitimate thing, like, people wanted Connor in the Hall of Fame because of how much he touched everyone like that. And I was on board. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll sign this petition thing. And, so now they gave him the Warrior Award, which is really fucking cool.
I'm actually glad they actually decided to keep doing it. They actually give that out.
I know. And, I'm sure there'll be more waterworks come the Hall of Fame night. And, you know, so we'll all sit around with a big old box of Kleenexes, and if you don't shed a tear, then you're not fucking human. Why don't you go kill yourself a puppy then? You know. Yeah.
You know, that's actually something I actually went back and actually watched. I watched a lot of Hall of Fame, actually, this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
See, there is, at the risk of sounding really ridiculous, is Stone Cold's entire induction speech on there yet?
I don't know. Yeah. I haven't looked.
Is it?
They have every Hall of Fame on there now.
Oh, sweet.
No,
I need to go back and watch all these
I need
now.
To go watch that.
Yeah. They put the entirety of every Hall of Fame induction on there.
Thank God.
Oh, shit.
B-Megs, the Jeff Jarrett promo after Owen fell was rough. Deborah was bawling her eyes out. Yeah, that's what I was saying. That was one of those where I was like,
I was
my God.
At that Raw.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, so was I.
Wait, was that in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. No shit. Because they were in Kansas City the night before.
Uh-huh. Yeah, over the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, like, the night Owen died. I was like 9 or 10.
It was 99.
And, yeah, so I was 9. And the news affiliate we got, because we lived down in the Boot Heel, the news affiliate we got was from, because of our satellite company.
Wait, I'm sorry. Where do you live?
We lived in the Boot Heel.
What the fuck's the Boot Heel?
What's the Boot Heel?
Do you know where Poplar Bluff is?
Yeah, that's southern Missouri for those of us that are well-educated.
Yeah, fuck, or
can say right, Boot Heel.
Yeah.
I call it what I want, bitch. Shut off. You're rude of a moment. But.
Anyway, in the Boot Hell? Is that what
you
Yeah,
that thing.
Okay.
We lived about a half hour out of Poplar Bluff.
Poplar Bluff.
Bluff.
Buff?
But what? Shut up! You're fucking ruining it. Our news, like our news channel, was out of New York for some fucked up reason, and they had come on and they said that a professional wrestler had been rushed to the emergency room, but he had passed away, and they were trying to make sure that they had all the details. So I'm standing, I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?" And then about 5 minutes later, they went to commercial. They'd come back. And they had announced that Owen had died on our news on the news, and I just kind of was like, "What?" Because it was you knew he had a match that night, or was supposed to, and it was just really sad. Like I remember watching that night, and I looked at my dad. I'm like, "Is that real?" He goes, "I guess so." And I got really sad because I didn't understand it at the time because I was so young. And the next night on Raw, it was just a really shitty night because I cried the entire time.
Oh, okay. So we don't
not Raw, but this was another moment that got me, though.
I can't make fun of Kyle if you're really going to put another story out there.
Say what?
So I was going to say, okay, now that we know that Kyle has a big vagina and was sitting there balling watching wrestling, time to move on. But I can't do that now, so go ahead, Adrian.
Oh, you're fine. All right. So the SmackDown after 9/11.
Oh, that was a good one, though.
I didn't get to see that one. It didn't air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I thought anyone else was going to. Didn't know.
No, I didn't see that one. It didn't air.
Well, I was waiting for Adrian to say something.
Yeah, I mean, that was just especially the. I still get a little teary-eyed even watching like the clips of it now from when they show the clips on things.
Yeah.
That Vince McMahon speech was pretty badass.
You know, the Vince McMahon thing was good, but the best, that wasn't the best one within those first couple of days. Jack Buck, when he did his at Busch Stadium, that was a lot better.
I didn't,
it's about one of the only times I've cried watching baseball.
Huh.
Just saying. We're going to move on. Let's see here. We had the Paul Heyman Brock Lesnar promo. Says no one's going to do a Montreal screw job on him and blah, 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 blah. It's his title. He'll unify that in the UFC title because that's what he'll do and blah, blah, blah. Really, guys? Do we really expect Lesnar to leave Mania with the title?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
It depends on if they re-sign a deal.
They re-sign it. No, fuck that. I don't care if they re-sign a deal or not. He needs that belt needs to come off of him one way, shape, or form.
Yes.
I'm fucking sick and tired.
I just said he was going to leave WrestleMania with the title.
Huh?
I just said he was going to leave WrestleMania with the belt.
Okay.
Whether he's champion or not is another question.
Yeah.
No. I don't think it'll happen still.
I think Rollins walks out with the belt.
Oh, you're right. I think he does too. So. By mentioning you, I don't understand why. No, what does that even mean? By mentioning UFC, I think Lesnar's sticking around. I don't.
Who said that?
B-Mags.
I don't know that. That's what the Bleacher Report, I think is what it's called. They're the ones who started that whole idea that because WWE is letting them basically use UFC to hype Lesnar in the way that they are, that the. Lesnar sticking around after Mania.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy into that, but...
I don't either.
But I just want to point out this is the second week in a row that Paul Heyman has mentioned the hottest UFC woman that I would love to let her kick my ass, Ronda Rousey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just saying. What else we got going on? Shit match, don't care about that.
I do want to bring up that we have also confirmed another WrestleMania match, Jason.
What's the other WrestleMania match?
Oh, wait, we have confirmed AJ Lee and Paige
will take on
the Bella Twins.
I think we called that one. Let's see.
Did you see that they were trying to come up with a tag team name on Twitter earlier today with AJ and Paige?
Well, seeing as I don't twat, I'm going to say no.
Fair enough. My favorite of the ones that they came up with was Legion of Woom.
Wow.
Really? I love it, which is, ironically enough, what Kyle's moms call themselves.
You know, I can see that. I thought that was Legion of Moo.
I think we lost Kyle.
I'm here.
He just doesn't want to admit it. Let's see, blah, 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 blah. What else would happen on Raw that we want to cover it?
I'm not sure what's going on with the tag team thing. That was kind of a...
What tag team thing? Well, they had like a big 8-man tag match on fucking SmackDown too. Like, are you talking about the Ryback?
The Matadors are kind of heels. I'm not sure what
are they.
They fought the Usos.
Yeah, that
and, doesn't. And then they teamed with Tyson Kidd and Cesaro against the Usos and New Day.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know what happened to the Ascension. Why didn't they throw the Ascension into this?
Yeah, I think the Ascension are on their. I don't know. They're apparently not doing anything right now.
I hope not. Again, that goes back to the whole discussion we had a couple weeks ago. Just because you're good in NXT doesn't mean you're going to make it on the main roster.
But that's kind of the booking's fault.
It kind of is. It's the
they booked them from day one to walk in and basically go, everyone blows, and we're the greatest. And immediately everyone was like the announcers shit on them. They were destroyed on that special, that Raw special. They beat the New Age Outlaws at the pay-per-view, but they on free TV, they have literally been destroyed.
Yeah, for the most part, Kyle is not wrong.
So you can't be like, oh, well, it was their fault. No, they were set up to fail, it seems like.
That's fine. Does the Ascension get added to this match? Fuck no.
No, probably not.
We'll see. I think they're going to end up being in the Battle Royal.
This, again, proves the difference between Triple H running a thing and Vince McMahon running a thing.
Yeah.
Just saying. And JBL does not shit on anything from NXT. Fuck you.
Oh, no. JBL shit on the Ascension.
He did actually shit on the Ascension, but he doesn't generally shit on things from NXT.
No. He was all over Paige. He loved Paige. He was big on...
he's a big Bo Dallas guy.
Yeah, he's a huge Bo Dallas guy.
He likes-
but if you listen to him, he shit all over the Ascension.
He did.
Oh, let's see. Moving on. We get a Bray Wyatt promo.
That was great. Not that particular one, but that whole thing I love.
Yeah.
The Bray Wyatt thing, yeah, it was pretty cool. I guess the Undertaker can make lightning strike chairs in the middle of the ring on Raw.
He's done it before. He's done stuff like that.
Taker made lightning strike him.
I was gonna say, don't forget. He rose from the casket that was closed and went to the top of the building and then went home for the night. So let's not forget about that. That's back when he wrestled more than once a year too.
Yeah, and that was totally Sting during that promo on Raw, right?
Oh yeah, of course it was. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then the main event, surprise, surprise, Randy Orton turns on Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns.
And beats the holy hell out of him.
Yeah, oh, he destroyed his ass.
I gotta say, my favorite moment of the whole thing, though, is whenever Orton has him in the crowd and the people are out there with their phones, he's like, yeah, take a selfie with this shithead.
did he actually say that?
No, it wasn't. He's like, yeah, get a selfie of this, as he's beating his head against the pole.
Oh, wow.
You want a selfie? Yeah, he points at Rollins and is like, you want a selfie with him? And he shoves his head in.
That's awesome. I hope somebody got a picture of that.
Oh, I'm sure it's out there somewhere. If you Google Seth Rollins, Randy Orton selfie, something like that will come up. I also hear that if you Google Kyle Robinson gay community, a bunch of stuff comes up. That's what he's told me. I don't know. I haven't checked for myself.
I'm going to go with no on that one. However, at this point, any publicity is good publicity, so what the hell ever.
Oh, God. You heard it here first.
He was researching rules for his book.
The NAMBLA Association?
Is it? No! That shit is not even cool. Like, I still, to this day, like 3, almost 4 months later, no longer than that, I'll go through and some shit will pop up on my newsfeed. And I'm like, the fuck is this? Like, that was the one that I found in the airport in Dallas.
Oh, God.
When we got back from vacation, the first thing I'm like, what the fuck is an AMBLA? And Liz goes, I have no idea. So I go to look into it and I'm like, them motherfucking assholes. She goes, what is it? I'm like, it's apparently a legitimate pedophile association. And she goes, they liked that on your Facebook? I'm like, apparently they fucking did. I'm like, everything else I was okay with. But that was why I went, no, we're done. We're fucking, why?
Well, for a second.
What?
What happened?
Oh, God, I think he was losing his shit over there. He probably started hacking up real bad or something. Oh, God. You still owe us $14, by the way.
Yeah, I'll just give you $14. How about that?
No, we want the time on the Facebook page. That's better. We might get our revenge tonight. We'll see. I got to kill time till Adrian gets back.
What the hell is Adrian? Did he die?
He might have.
Cool.
It's very possible.
I was looking at some sale items on the WWE website.
Oh, what do we got?
Oh, let's see. I think I have a gift for you.
What?
I could get you a Believe pendant.
I'm going to fucking find something. I'm going to smack.
They've got a cool Undertaker urn on there that I would love to have.
Oh, ouch. That didn't hurt that bad.
But no, seriously, they actually got a lot of the stuff that's on sale right now. There's actually a pretty cool Wyatt Family Sheet Mask pendant for $4.99.
Ooh, I'd wear that.
They got a lot of shirts on there.
Is that going to remind you of your girlfriend back in the barnyard?
No wonder my wife doesn't like you guys.
Wait a minute, no, I did find something actually that I think would definitely fit you, Albert.
Why does she not like us?
Okay. What?
Are you alive?
It is a Triple H.
Oh my God!
It is a Triple H.
I was already to piss myself.
I get that shit checked out, man.
No, but anyway, it's a Triple H belt buckle that just says "That damn good."
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
$7.99. That's all it is.
The hell is that? Oh, is your case? Oh,
yeah, that's right.
I need that.
Yeah. There's also a Bad News Barrett one that just says, "I'm afraid I've got some bad news."
Belt buckle.
Well, I mean, that one we could get for Adrian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why does your wife not like us?
I just think she hates everyone, so it's okay.
I like your wife. She's all right.
I get when she does that thing with my balls. Yes.
Jesus. I got nothing.
Anyway, time to move on.
Yes.
I hope somebody sticks a pinky in your asshole.
Why do you always got to go there? I mean, you got nut-nuts. I mean, something could shove up your ass.
Because
do you have an ass fetish and you like things shoved up your ass?
I do not, actually.
Yeah. I don't buy that one. So, my what stinks. Really? You're going to have a rapper on Raw who then later claims he was high while he was doing the show? That's great. Great role models, WWE. Good job.
Way to be a star.
Yeah. Moving on. Someone else.
I'm just going to second that.
I'll back that.
Do we have a unanimous what stinks?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. Oh, shit. I got to turn the music off. There's sheep buying. Kyle's going to get horny.
I thought about being a total big douchebag, but I just can't do it.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm not going to.
Do what? It.
I wouldn't even remotely be sincere, and I don't want to get shit on, so no.
Do it.
I mean, how do you go to induct someone in the Hall of Fame who's only claimed to fame as dying?
Oh.
Yes! Oh, much yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week's Asshole Award goes to the one and only Adrian Masters.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there's so much mess with that statement. I love it.
I can't. We did ask for it.
You did.
Still more deserving than the Bushwhackers.
You are right.
Is that just because they're all struggling? Is that why you don't like them?
Oh, we got one. What stinks is D-Bry's heel turn thing they were trying to do. What? I didn't know Daniel Bryan was turning heel.
I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
Where did you hear that at?
B-Mags, what stinks is D-Bry's heel turn thing they're trying to do?
I didn't think they were trying to turn him heel. I thought they were just trying to put him in the match.
Yeah, what I thought.
Yeah, I didn't see really a heel turn in this.
At least not yet.
I'm not saying it wouldn't make sense.
Apparently on SmackDown.
How would it make sense?
Can't be the number one good guy. You got to go with the authority. That'll make him an A-plus player.
I don't see him joining the authority, and if he does it, just I don't know that would... I don't think that would make any sense.
Really? Corporate Stone Cold. How about that? How about when Stone Cold and Kurt Angle were fighting over Vince McMahon's affection? How about all that, huh?
Okay. I rest my case. You're right. I'll give you, but I don't know. But there was time that passed between both of those, was there not? I mean,
not
shit,
that
Daniel
much time.
Bryan, what?
Not that much time.
But Daniel Bryan was wrestling for a spot in the main event at Mania because of the authority last month.
So
he isn't wrong. I mean, that's actually true.
So I mean,
he realized he can't succeed unless he joins the authority. Hello, how does that not work? You can't beat him, you fucking join him.
The only way that would make any sense at all is if he joined the authority and then somehow found a way to have a title match with whoever happened to win at Mania or Reigns. But, I mean, they're not going to book that match. It's going to be Rollins and Reigns probably going into SummerSlam. So... why turn him now? Why not turn him mid-summer?
Oh, I do actually have a different what stinks. I'm sorry.
Oh, you bastard.
Sting doing his own promo.
How does it
work? That promo Sting kind of wrong. I mean, that sounded just like Sting, right?
Well, yes. It's been a while, so I mean, I forgot it was a voice sound.
You know, there actually were parts that sounded like Sting. Like words, like legitimately just two or three words. You could tell that was his voice.
But they weren't the same words in a row.
No, they weren't.
God, that was terrible. I'm sorry. I mean, why not just have Sting do the promo work? I mean, could they not get him to do like a little bit of voice work? I mean, what
I
the
guess
fuck?
Not. I guess not.
He wanted more money.
Well, his work schedule isn't anything worse than fucking Brock Lesnar, and he's a champion. He came out on Raw. What did he do? He stood there.
Exactly. That's the thing. But was it Sting or really was it a WWE call?
He didn't even really speak.
Well, Brock Lesnar not speaking is a good thing.
That's true.
Yeah, that's always
say
a good
something
thing.
Stupid, Paul. apparently on SmackDown, he stole a pin from Ziggler, and Ambrose called Bryan a turd, and then Ziggler called him a turd in a six-man match.
Yeah, that actually did happen on SmackDown.
Okay.
People call people a turd on TV.
So that immediately means he's going to become a bad guy because somebody called him a turd.
Yeah, whatever. Time to move on.
Can you dig it, sucker?
All right, someone go.
Can you dig it? This WrestleMania is going to be the third worst of all time.
I'll dig that.
I don't dig that.
You know, I can think of one that would be worse, but the only thing that saved this one was the fact of it was outdoors. WrestleMania 9. 9 was not that good, but because it was in Caesar's Palace, it was fucking awesome.
Was that 9 that was in Caesar's Palace?
Yeah, it was 9.
I didn't know that. I had that on video.
So
I mean, I would say WrestleMania 11 was probably going to be worse than this one.
11, that was the one with Lawrence Taylor and Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
That one was pretty bad, too.
And I would also say that WrestleMania... I want to say it was actually... ...12 overall was pretty bad, too.
Yeah, we just overlook everything else because of the Iron Man match.
But even that match itself isn't the greatest of matches.
No, it's not. So...
Is that the one with Michaels and Bret Hart?
That's kind of why I said we all overlook everything because of the Iron Man match.
Yes.
I'm just making sure that's the right match.
Anyway, well, yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've watched that pay-per-view and how many times I've fallen asleep during the main event. So, yeah, you're right. Kyle.
Can you... skip me, I'll come back.
Okay, Heath has nothing. Back to Kyle.
Oh, wait, I got one. Can you dig it? Bray Wyatt beats the Undertaker at Mania and becomes the new Cena.
I think that's kind of what they're going for, so... Yeah.
But I'm saying, will people actually buy into it?
Sure, why not? He can be creepy as fuck.
I think people are starting to buy into it already.
Yeah. Pretty well much.
Heath, you actually have one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I do have one. Can you dig it? Kyle's mom is going to don a sheet mask tonight while in bed.
Oh. It won't be a mask.
With your Damn. Mom or?
No, I'm just saying
I
your
watch
mom.
No.
Oh. God damn it. Oh, God. All right. All right. We're done. Fuck me.
Bah.
You do that a little too well, sir.
Oh, well.
So then it got awfully quiet there real quick.
I was like, somebody's angry that I called them out on their talent.
I have talent, unlike you. I mean, it's cool.
You have talent to call your mating partners. Congratulations.
That's
I mean,
more
that
like
is something,
the
I guess.
Rest of your family. I mean, whatever.
I mean, hell, how we usually call Kyle's mom, we just ring the bell outside the Sizzler.
Zooey!
She doesn't run that fast, I promise you.
Oh, let's look at these scores. Susan, get the thing pulled up. It wasn't a good week for me. It wasn't a bad week for me.
Okay.
I just managed to gain less points than you guys. That's all.
Okay.
All right.
What's it look like? Anyone want to take guesses here real quick?
I'm sure I'm still in last place.
All right. In last place, Team Adrian, 76 points. In second place, Team Jizmopper with 86 points. And in first place, yours truly at 97 points.
I would like to ask for a shot of redemption here.
What?
I would like to make a double drop if you'll allow it.
Do it.
You cannot drop both members of the Ascension at once.
That is uncalled for. I want a third party on this.
I think considering neither one of them have been on Raw or on an event.
This coming from the guy that's a week late to the show. Shut up.
I am the guy that has nothing to lose or win here. But
Ryan,
in all reality, considering they haven't been on Raw for
the
last
I told you
three
not
weeks.
To pick up both members of the Ascension. Oh, it'll be fine.
If that was stated, then Halbert has a point, and you're just a dipshit.
I told you, don't pick him up.
But I get Adrian's point.
They're not even the worst people on your team, Adrian.
They haven't competed in 3 weeks, though, Jason.
Okay, but let me put this into perspective for you. Seth Rollins has you minus 11 points overall. They at least have you positive 7.
Damn.
14 combined. Positive 14 combined.
I understand, Jason, but I'm hoping that the Seth Rollins thing turns around.
Okay.
And that could pay off at WrestleMania.
So who are you taking, Adrian?
Well, so there's no way I can get you to budge on this.
No, I said fucking do it.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Kyle. I would like to pick up Paige.
Okay.
And I would also like to pick up...
But you're starting the week off 5 points in the hole.
Okay.
Wow, he actually went for it. I don't know. Is it a penalty? I don't know. It's a dumbass penalty. Because you shouldn't have picked up both members of the Ascension to begin with.
Fine, whatever. I'll take it.
All right, Paige and who else?
Paige, and I will also take,
I don't know who you have, so.
Rollins, I have Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Paige, and AJ Lee.
Stardust?
I don't want to pick anybody in that title match, man.
That's true.
That's too much of a crapshoot on who's going to come out of that.
Well, I'm willing to bank Daniel Bryan wins that match.
I got two people in that match. Who's your other person? Come on, my time's ticking.
I'm going to say... I'm going to pick...
Jesus is not an answer.
I don't know. Shit. I'm going to take, I guess... Ryback. I guess I'll pick Ryback back up.
All right. So, Paige and Ryback. All right.
Sheamus isn't going to be back until WrestleMania. And I need to try to get some points in the next 2 weeks.
Is he coming back at Mania? Is that official?
It's not official, but I imagine he's going to come back and be in the Battle Royal, the Andre the Giant.
Okay.
I actually think Sheamus is going to come back and win it, but...
And it's time for America's Favorite Game Show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Just Jams. Just Jams.
I don't know what the fuck that sound was.
It was Kyle ejaculating. Just Jams.
That's Kyle ejaculating.
All right, now that we've established what that was.
Here's
how the game... I'm enjoying this ejaculation.
Here's how the game works. I'm going to play Jason Heath 3 theme songs. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a shit-free show. And you're also playing against Kyle.
Fuck,
lovely.
Really?
If Kyle cannot beat you, he has to play a 6-question version. Each of us get 2 questions of the Yes Game.
Oh, okay. God.
Tonight, right
tonight,
now.
Tonight, right now. Right after we're done with this.
Okay.
Why can't we play Cards Against Humanity?
if Heath gets more themes right than Kyle...
You know, I'm going to take the shit-free show option off the table here. Hold on.
Okay.
The loser out of you two has to play the Yes Game tonight.
I feel like this is exactly how this is going to start going every time I'm on this show.
All right.
Okay.
So you guys ready?
I'm kind of tempted to just, like, start texting Heath the answers.
Don't you fucking dare, you son of a bitch.
All right. You guys ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Here comes theme number one.
God, this sounds familiar.
Kyle, you got anything on it yet? Got an idea?
It's a dark theme.
Okay, and your time starts now. I'll let you guys think about it. You'll each give an answer.
Okay.
And then I will tell you what the correct answer is.
And I flip the coin.
You know what? I'll play it this too, since I don't actually know who these themes are.
Okay. And let's see. Who am I going to pick first? Whoever picks... Okay. So I got it. Kyle, you go first.
The fuck?
You're going to go first. Heath's going to go next. The next time Heath's going to go first, you're going to go next. You're gonna guys are going to alternate.
Okay.
All right. So Kyle, what's your guess?
Luna Bashan.
Okay. Heath, what's your guess?
Kind of a... Dab in the dark here, but God, Brian Pillman, maybe?
Okay, Adrian, what's your guess?
My guess would be the Boogeyman.
The Boogeyman. So, just to clarify our guesses here, Kyle says Luna Vachon, Heath says Brian Pillman, and Adrian says the Boogeyman.
That is correct.
Okay.
Can we play Price is Right Rolls Closes without going over when?
How does that even make sense?
I don't know, but I feel like I'm the closest.
Okay. Let's try it. Kyle, your answer is incorrect. Adrian, your guess.
Damn it.
I knew Adrian was wrong.
And Heath, your guess is.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh my
what?
God.
Brian Pillman, right before he joined the Hart family.
Oh my god, that was the ticking time bomb theme?
That was the ticking time bomb
oh
theme.
Oh my god.
I'm not surprised because in my head I'm like, this is a dark character. And Brian Pillman never even crossed my mind.
Who do I always talk about as one of the best talkers in the business? Brian Pillman.
Brian Pillman. That's right.
All right.
Wow.
So the scores right now. He's won. Adrian and Kyle are tied at none.
Now, wait a minute. If Adrian and me tie.
No, Adrian's not playing for anything. He's just,
yeah, he's just playing along to say.
I'm playing for two. I'm willing to put myself on the line here.
Oh. So
if we tie.
You both have to play. Then me and Heath get to throw three questions of the yes game to each of you.
Okay.
Okay. You ready? You ready for number two?
All right. Here's where I probably go to shit.
Can you guys hear everything okay?
Yeah.
This version is not very good. I do apologize.
Yeah, but I have a pretty good idea who this is anyway.
And you guys, the time starts now. I'll let you guys think about it, talk it out.
Can I have a replay?
You cannot have a replay.
Yeah, because even I don't get a replay, okay?
No, we never give Heath a replay.
I'm the guest, damn it.
You have a lifeline you can use.
I do?
You do. There's always a lifeline.
Well, what's my lifeline?
You can ask one yes or no question.
Fuck! Because the one I know is probably a yes. Is it a woman?
No. Okay.
Oh, damn, I was wrong.
So, in all fairness, we'll go Adrian. You go first. Since you're officially in this.
My guess would be Ravishing Rickard.
Okay. Heath, your guess.
Surprisingly, that is actually also my guess.
Oh, no. Kyle, your guess.
I'm going to side with them just out of sheer spite.
So just for the record, you all three have picked Rick Root. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Ha-ha-ha!
So the score is Jason Heath 2, Kyle and Adrian 1. Let me just rephrase that. Jason Heath is winning at 2. Kyle and Adrian have 1.
Which is a really fucked up scenario.
It is.
Because normally,
at the same time.
Oh, God.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
For the third and final one.
All right.
Hold on. I'm trying to get it going here. Hold on. I'm having computer issues here.
What happens when your existence is called into question?
Okay, you ready? Here comes song number 3.
Do I have it, Jason?
How did I get it? Did you send me a message?
No, it's in the chat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't want to feel like I give the answers to people whenever they just copy me.
That's fine. Okay. Now, Heath, you have your phone with you?
Do I have my phone with me?
Yeah, you've got the timer. What I want you to do.
Okay.
We're going to do this the fair way, since there's actually a lot riding on this one, which is a lot more than I had figured.
Okay.
Adrian sent me his message, or his guess.
Okay.
You type in your guess right now.
Okay.
That way everyone's voting in secret. I have Adrian's answer.
Do you want me to text you mine?
No. You can say yours out loud. Adrian has his answer locked in. Heath has his. You done? Heath has his answer locked in front of me. No one's changing answers. You just have to say yours out loud.
Okay.
Okay. Kyle, what is your answer?
Sexual chocolate.
Your answer is sexual chocolate. Adrian.
Yes, yes, yes.
I locked in with the model Rick Martel. Heath also locked in with the model Rick Martel. Heath and Adrian, your guess, well, we'll go Kyle. Kyle, your guess is sexual chocolate. Your answer is?
Even I know that's not sexual chocolate. Come on.
Sounds
and Heath,
very similar.
Your answers are?
Woohoo!
Yes!
I can't believe it.
I can't believe you went 3 for 3.
Damn. I know.
So, the final score is Jason Heath beat both of you. With 3 points, Adrian finished in second at 2 points, and Kyle finished last, sort of like his wife, or not at all, with 1 point. So, Kyle.
God damn it.
It's punishment time. Hold on.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gene Wilder.
The rules to this, we each get to ask you 2 questions. No matter the answer, what it really is, no matter the question, you have to answer with yes. You ready?
I'd like to quickly put a disclaimer on this.
What?
That states anything illegal or unethical or against the law that I may or may not try to incriminate myself with due to these 3 jackasses, is not the truth.
Okay, there's your disclaimer.
Okay.
Adrian, I'll let you go first.
All right, Kyle. Is it secret that the real reason that you have a lot of rage against Brock Lesnar is because deep down you want him to be balls deep in your anus?
Yes. God damn it! That was the first one!
Heath!
Oh, God! I don't want to play anymore! Please! I don't want to play!
asked you.
Just remember Adrian Breathe, all right?
That's not Adrian. That's Kyle. Oh. I asked you if you knew what the yes game was. You said, oh, give me the game. I'm sure I can figure it out. So you fucking knew what it was when you agreed to this bullshit.
I know. Shut up.
Go for it, Heath.
Oh, let's see. Is it true you have had sexual relations with a man wearing a sheep mask?
Yes.
So wait, hang on. Was the man wearing the sheep mask, or were you wearing the sheep mask?
It's a yes game. I do not have to answer any further.
Is that the first time Jason got all three? I can honestly say yes to that one. And B-Max also pointed out, Adrian so calmly asked that question. Oh, God. Okay, my turn. Kyle.
Oh, God fucking damn it.
Is it true that you are jealous of Jake Mullen because he's the only person that can make you come as hard as you can? Using just his voice.
Oh, I'm going to have a fucking heart attack. Yes.
Adrian?
Kyle?
Yes?
Is it true that you were once the cream filling in an Oreo sandwich comprised of Vicky Guerrero wearing a strap-on? And sexual chocolate margarita?
I'd like to go on record and say,
excuse me,
that if this were true, I'd currently be working for WWE and not McDonald's.
So the answer to that question would be
yes.
Heath. Oh, hey, Heath is having issues, so he wants to defer to Adrian. Adrian, go again.
Yes, please.
What? No! No, you can't change the rules!
Adrian, go.
Kyle.
You're a big, hairy, ballless bastard.
Is it Thank true you. That you actually remove the hair from your genitals by dipping them in the fryer at McDonald's?
Yes.
Whoa, did you hear how quickly he said yes?
Never eat at the McDonald's in Cuba, Missouri. Check.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Adrian.
Yeah.
I'm having troubles coming up with one.
I'm not doing another one. I'm
God
done.
Damn it. I thought you had one waiting in reserve. Okay.
All right. No, I don't.
Okay. Kyle. Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, wait, how many is this? This is number six, right?
This is yes, number this six. Is number this six. Is the last one. Okay. Is it true
that it I actually do have one for him, Jason. I'm sorry. This just got texted to me here.
Who texted it to you?
The internet.
Okay.
Being as I'm an honest man, I'll make you a deal. I'll make this deal right now.
What?
I will take seven. But next week, I'm coming back.
Let me make this deal for you, Kyle. You take eight, and we forget about the 14 hours.
No. I'm vetoing that right now.
I'll take that bet.
You know what, Jason? He's probably never going to give us the 14 hours anyway. We might as well take our questions while we got them.
I'll give you 10. How about that?
10 what?
10 questions? 10 questions?
Yes.
We're only halfway through then.
Oh, fuck me.
I'll give you 10. You forgive my debt.
Five more questions.
Is it worth it, fellas?
I say it is, because I don't think we're going to get that 14 hours anyway.
Okay. All right. So, Adrian, what's your question from the internet?
All right. My question for you here is, is it true that we didn't like NAMBLA for you? That was actually just on your page to begin with.
I knew I shouldn't have opened my mouth. I believe it might have been while in my sleep.
So the answer is?
But yes.
Who said that to you?
I know what, I just made that up.
Okay, good. Okay, Kyle.
Okay.
Hi, buddy.
Oh, God.
It's me again. Is it true that while away on your honeymoon, the first night you and your wife had marital relations as a married couple, the only way you were able to ejaculate was thinking about Jason Heath licking your scrotum.
It hurts when I pee.
Good to know. That was what, seven? Three more.
Yes, three more.
Adrian, back to you.
Fuck.
Kyle, this has been bugging me for a while now.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
So, this is a difficult one for me to ask you.
But we're all friends here, right?
Is it true that you volunteered to be the last car on the human centipede for Jake Woods?
Oh, God.
Wait, I need that question restructured. Do what now?
That you would be the last car on the human centipede started by Jake Mullins.
Yes.
Got anything over there yet?
I'm looking.
Oh, God.
I think you should give at least two to the chat room.
Okay.
Fine, we'll throw it out to the chat. Chat, if you have any questions you think we should ask Kyle right now, feel free to put them in there.
So that was eight. So we have two more.
But there's only really B-Megs in the chat.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sean's been awfully quiet for a long time now.
Yeah.
So if anyone, we'll give him one
I'll tell you what. How many people do you guys usually get some decent numbers on downloads, right?
Yeah, but no one ever emails us.
Yeah, we don't really ever hear from them.
Oh, well, never mind. I was going to say, I'll leave one up to people. How about that? But never mind.
He's got nothing.
Okay. Heath, you got anything over there?
I feel like he's scouring the internet.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh, wait.
I think I have one.
Mark Jones is late.
Let me see the tips and roll. Yeah, 1994. Just in time.
Oh, hey, we got another really good one from Sean Pickles Fentress. Hold on. Mark Jones, I have that on speed dial. I've got it queued up, ready to hit.
I was going to say, you pulled that out awfully fucking quick.
I have it ready. It's got its own hotkey.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
If you have a question that you would like us to ask Kyle, and he has to answer that question with the word yes, it can be anything you want us to ask him.
Heath, you got one or not? Because we got one in the chat I'm going to use.
I'm going to defer to the chat.
Okay. Kyle.
Yes?
Is it true that every time you come while you're having sex with your wife, you scream, "Our bomb!"
How did you hear that from all the way in there?
And we even heard that.
I'm pretty sure she said yes, too. That's even the better thing.
What?
I'm pretty sure what? She said
what?
What?
I don't know how she heard you guys from the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
She goes, who the fuck asked these questions?
I thought you said you had your Turtle Beach headphones
on. I know, that's the problem.
Let me re-alter the question because it's a two-parter here.
No, that's not fair. If it's a two-parter, it's two questions.
Well,
yeah, don't add the second one on there.
Okay, the best one. Okay.
Kyle, answer.
Well,
So, again, is it true that every time you come while having sexual relations with your wife, you scream, "Our bomb"?
This just got a whole lot more awkward now that she can hear everything. Stop it!
It doesn't matter. We finished the segment.
Yes, we still finished the segment that we have left. We need an answer.
Yes.
Okay, Mark.
Oh, shit.
We have one question left, buddy.
Make it a good one.
We need you to come up with a question as embarrassing as you can for Kyle, and he has to answer yes. We've had some really good ones.
I think Adrian's first one was the best.
Yes. His is an example. Adrian's first one was, you hate Brock Lesnar so much because you truly wish he was balls deep in your ass. And he had to say, yes. So something like that.
I do have another one ready to go if we need it.
Okay. Hopefully we get something good. So how the hell is she able to hear us?
I don't honestly know how she heard.
Oh. Because your headphones are fucking loud. Jesus, I heard that.
Apparently my headphones are much louder than I had previously realized. Now that I've learned that.
Which means you need better headphones, sir.
Oh, god damn, I'm dying over here.
God damn, is it really that loud? Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh my god. I'm dying.
Good.
You don't mean that, you asshole.
But I do.
Okay. Maybe we can't wait anymore for Mark Jones.
Okay.
Okay.
Mark Jones.
Ready.
All right. Go so, Kyle, I guess to wrap this up here. Is it true that you've had
Make sure you talk
14 inches of Brock Lesnar's cock in your mouth on several occasions? And it even helped him finish every time he does, you actually have to say, he says, here comes the pain, and then you put your mouth on his cock.
What did she say?
She goes, I thought these shows were about wrestling.
Well, it is about wrestling. I mean, it is talking about Brock Lesnar.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Kyle, let me ask you just an easier question here. Is it true that you really do just drive a hover round?
God damn it! I motherfuck.
We need an answer.
Oh, it hurts.
Or.
And that the only music it plays is Katy Perry's Wrecking Ball.
Well, I was going to say I got one more. I got a different one.
No. Just let me. I wanted to answer this one.
Okay.
Admit it, Kyle.
You drive a hover around.
Yes.
Finally, he admits it. I had another one for you. I was going to say, hey, Kyle. Yes or no? Your wife's voice is really fucking annoying to you.
No.
Okay, unfortunately, yeah.
No.
Wow, we totally didn't get through, like, anything tonight.
No, we didn't.
All right, so,
All right, well,
we'll make up for it next week.
I know we will. Oh, son of a bitch!
What are you doing?
Is it true the reason that you don't write articles anymore is because Vince and Dickie threaten to tie you up and make you watch them have hardcore sex?
Who?
Oh.
Who?
That was
Vince and Dixie Carter.
No.
And that was from Mark Jones.
Your daily dollar show there, Marky.
Anyway, what do we got coming up on the network, someone? Oh, my chest hurts right now from laughing so hard.
Let's see. We have
Kyle
shows
does
coming
write
up.
Articles. You can check them out on our website at pwprop.com.
Yes.
One's going to be up tomorrow.
I'll believe it when I see it.
He actually
they've
has
been up like for a, yeah, they've been up for like a fucking month, you bastard.
Yeah, he's put out like 3 articles in the last like 2 months, I think.
I'm pretty sure my 1.5-year-old can write better than him, though.
Oh, snap. Anyway, yeah, we got a bunch of shows coming up, such as The Wrestling Niche.
God, that would have been a good one, too. Kyle, TNA is your favorite wrestling program, isn't it?
There's also Shooting from the Hip, Respect Matt, FTW. What else am I missing as far as shows that are always on?
The Wrestling Niche. Respect the Matt.
Yep, already said that.
Talk TNA.
Okay, yep, Talk TNA. That's another show that's coming up.
Yep, okay. Check out the website, all the wonderful things written by Paul Jordan. Forget the one written by Kyle, they're no good.
Check out Kyle's articles, they're actually halfway decent sometimes.
And they're halfway bad, too. You can like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can send us an R bomb.
Like
at
this show, you
actually, we didn't even get to this actually, but yeah, happy 316 day, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you can send us an email at therbomb@gmail.com. All that good stuff.
Yeah, you get herpes.
I got nothing else. Anyone else got anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
I think I am good as well.
All right, so with that being said, sorry you came in so late, Mark. We had some fun tonight. We really did.
You'll definitely have to listen on the download.
Yes. Anyway, I am your host, the illustrious Jason. I will say adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
Somebody gonna warn him?
The big bad booty daddy!
Yeah, bye.
Wow.
The jizz mapper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath saying so long.
And the man with two mothers.
Adios,
and neither one of them's hot.
This is true. This is not a lie. Hello.
One's a cow and the other's a conjoined fetus.
Oh.
Who
you? I'm getting a death glare, and I don't know why.
It's because you called. Hold on. Let me figure this out here. Hold on. Make sure your wife can hear us real loud. It's because you called your wife stupid earlier.
Yeah, you asshole.
Yeah, you asshole. God.
She's literally like right next to me.
I'm just saying. You
slap the shit out of him.
You called her stupid. I got to make sure my wife's not around.
Call her stupid.
You're like, I got to make sure my wife is not around because, you know, trying to talk religion and politics around her is like talking to a stupid person.
That's
what you said.
That is not what was said. Go back and listen.
That was exactly what was said. Who's she going to listen to? You, who lies through your teeth, or the guy she doesn't know?
I mean, I would trust the guys I don't know.
I would too.
Like, well, I was like, in America, that would actually make sense.
I know. Anyway.
We're like the Fox News of the network. We tell only the truth.
Anyway, we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bombed.
Fuck your mom, Kyle.
There's a little pile of ashes where my old life used to be. Credit cards and memories all dumped into the sea. Well, this ain't no time for bull as I fly into the sun. Well, you can't trust anybody if you can't trust number one. Well, a man tells me my future is not so far away. To get ready for tomorrow, I gotta waste my whole life. Far away.